And I thought Brother Gary did well singing Miss Kathy's part. I want to send a note to Miss Kathy that the next time Brother Gary sings, I'm not going to let him do it. She's singing his part the next time, okay? You tell her I said that, Brother Scott. She would really appreciate that. That's good. Thank you for being in the house of God. Doesn't it feel good to just obey the Lord, right? And this is what it's all about. I'm going to ask me how many of you all are recording it, so that way you get the best of both worlds, right? All these kind of things. But I appreciate you being here. God bless you. I'm going to continue with this thought I began this morning on the branches. So if you'll find your place in John chapter 15, we'll read the opening six verses, and we'll bring you up to date with where we are and pick up with point number four tonight. The Lord Jesus Christ is sharing his heart with these men. And boy, I tell you, what we are in the meat of the Gospel of John. And we're in some deep, deep waters. How do you explain it all? Let me say this to you. You don't, okay? You just kind of skim the surface of it. And this is one reason we know it's God's Word, because we don't quite grasp all of it. You know what I mean? And this is so powerful, powerful verses of Scripture as we work through these together. Jesus tells them, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you're clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. That's key right there, by the way. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. There's my title, the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. Men gather them, cast them into the fire, and they are burned. I'm preaching to you part two to this message on the branches. Direct quote from verse number five. Father, speak to our hearts, challenge us now, and may you get across what you've gotten across to me. Help us to understand this, and may we apply this to our hearts and lives, and may your will be done in our heart and life, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. The different names that God gives to his children shows us a little bit about what God expects out of his children and how he looks at us and what he sees us to be. And this is no different with this name here that he gives us, that he is the vine, we are the branches. He doesn't draw strength from us, we draw strength from him. He doesn't need us, we need him. And if we're severed from him, then we're going to wither up, we're going to dry up, and we're going to be useless. It's a great thought that comes out, that we need the Lord. And as we consider the branches, let me just bring you up to date now with what I preached this morning. First of all, we saw the branches' position. Let me just simply say this. It is wonderful to be a branch. Amen tonight, friends. I mean, I'm glad at least I'm a branch. Now I'm not asking if I look like one. I'm not asking, you know, what kind of branch you think I am, okay? I'm not asking that. But I'm glad tonight that I am at least a branch in the family of God. Now, this being the case, let's look at this together. First of all, the branch's position. That's found in verse number two. The position of the branch is in Christ. Number two, we preached on this morning. We saw the branch's purpose. The branch's purpose is onefold. It is to bear the fruit of the vine. That's what it is. It's to bear out what the vine is running into it, which means that the branch is to bear the fruit of the vine. Number three, we looked at the branch's power. And the branch's power is the power of the vine. There is no power in the branch. The power comes from the life-giving flow of the vine, the root system. Now, we pick up our study in verse number 2 and 3 and major point number 4. And major point number 4 is this. We notice the branches purging. The branches purging. We see this in verse 2 and 3. Notice the language. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Every branch that beareth fruit, here's the word, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I've spoken to you. If you don't mind marking your Bible, now some people do, that's fine. But if you don't, I want you to circle the word purgeth. And then I want you to circle in verse 3 the word clean and connect them. Because the word purge means to clean. That's what it means. There's a great thought that comes out here. It's interesting to note that the branches that are bearing fruit, the branches that are doing its purpose, that's bearing the fruit of Christ in it, it's interesting that the Father, now get this, the Father, the husbandman, will purge those branches. Now it's almost a painful word. You know, man, he's purging. What's it purge? What's that mean? Well, the bottom line is this: he purges it, and I'm gonna explain what that means, so that it brings more fruit. See, he's not purging it so that it's in pain or it's in turn. No. It's like this: I like what I see in you, and I'm going to purge you so you can bring more fruit out. It's a beautiful thought here, really about abiding, about bringing fruit, about doing what our God-called duty is here. This purging has reference to cleansing. It's what it means. It has reference of washing off the deposits of things that hinder the growth of the fruit. In farming terminology, it would be treating the branch so that the insects that try to eat it, they don't live on it any longer. It washes off the deposits of insects or the moss or the other parasites. It's designed, get this, to get what doesn't belong off of it, so that it can bring forth as much fruit as it possibly can. Now, this has the idea of cleansing. Get this. When the gardener sees a branch that is producing fruit, he removes things from that branch that sap its vitality and its strength. Things like sucker branches or useless buds or misdirected shoots or spots or discolored leaves. Anything that consumes the life but produces no fruit must go. It must be gone. It must be done away with. So it is in the life of a believer, in the life of a branch. There are so many things in us and around us that can hamper our fruit bearing as a branch bearing the fruit of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now get this, when we begin to be fruitful, we can rest assured that he will cleanse us by a purging process so that we may do ever more for his glory. When we allow things into our lives that hinder our walk with God, that hinder our abiding in Christ, then we're in the place where he's going to start purging us. He's going to start cleansing us. Now, here's the thing. Our Father, the precious husbandman, has his eyes on the branches. And what's he looking for? He's looking for the fruit of the vine. He wants to see in the branch what the vine really is. That's giving a true story of the vine. I like that. Boy, I like what I see there. I like what I see there. So what he's doing is he's watching the branches. He's protecting the branches. And he begins to purge the branches that he sees. Yes, I see some good fruit there, but I need to remove that. I need to get that out. I need to take that off, because the fruit that's coming, there can be more coming if I'll just get rid of that and get rid of that. And if they'll cooperate with me and let me take that off and remove that. You see where I'm going with this? Can I say this? This is all part of abiding. It's all part of being in Christ and drawing strength from him. Abiding in Christ includes the cleansing effect of the Holy Father above. Well, let me ask you a question. What does the Father use to cleanse the branches? What is it? Verse 3, The instrument he uses to purge, notice, you're clean through the word that I've spoken unto you. What am I saying here? The instrument that the Holy Father uses to search for the branches, and he's looking for good fruit. He's looking for the fruit of the vine, and when he likes what he sees, he starts searching that branch. He starts looking at that branch, and he's searching for things that's hindering more fruit coming out. That's harming the fruit bearing from coming out. And he'll take the word, his holy word, and he begins to cleanse that branch. He begins to remove that and get that out and take that away, because what he's doing is not trying to hurt the branch. He's trying to help the branch bear all the fruit that it possibly can. But he knows that that fruit cannot come out as long as that dirty leaf is there, or as long as that shoot is going out this way, or as long as that insect is sucking the life. I've got to get rid of that. I've got to get rid of that. I've got to get rid of that. Could it be that he's teaching here that if you want to be a fruitful branch that's abiding in Christ, the Word of God will have free course, free reign, cleansing you, making you more like Christ? May I say this to you? Just reading the Bible's not enough. It's when the Bible affects your life. It's when the Bible has a cleansing effect on you and the Word of God shines the light on that. That's not right. Get rid of it. And you submit to God. Yes, I will get rid of that. Why? Because you know instead of that being on your branch, God's wanting another fruit of the vine to grow in that place. And that's what you're on planet Earth for. May I say this to you? It's either the dirty spots or it's the fruit. Which one do you want? Which one does the Father want? And when the Father sees that you're a willing branch, that you will allow, so to speak, the fruit of the vine to live in you, then he's going to help you and start pointing things out to you. That's not right. That's not right. That's not right. Get that. Get rid of that, because that's sucking the life out of you. That is taking the place of more fruit that I want you to give and bear for me. And he does that through your daily walk, through your fellowship, through the Word of God. Have you ever read the Bible and God convicts your heart? That's not right. Get rid of it. You know what that is? That's the Father purging you. He's cleansing you. He's trying to get rid of some things because he wants you to bear as much fruit as possible. Somebody said Jesus told the disciples that they were spiritually purged or cleansed through the Word. Now, a great question to ask as we travel through this is, what is the abiding? What is it? Well, the abiding, no doubt, is the fellowship with the Lord. But may I say this to you, as we travel through this chapter together, there's going to be more and more, I believe, that's going to help us answer this question. But when I study this passage of Scripture, there cannot be abiding without the Word of God cleansing us from things that should not be in our life. We've got to have the Word of God changing us and making us into the image of Jesus Christ. Spurgeon said one time, he said, "It's the word that prunes the Christian. It is the truth that purges him. The Scripture made living and powerful by the Holy Spirit effectually cleanses the Christian. Affliction is the handle of the knife. Affliction is the grindstone that sharpens the word. Affliction is the dresser that removes our soft garments and lays bare the diseased flesh, so that the surgeon's knife may get at it. Affliction merely makes us ready to feel the word. But the true pruner is the word in the hand of the great vine dresser." Listen to these verses. 2 Corinthians 7:1. "Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." In other words, all these promises that we have in the Word of God, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness. This is part of what the branches are supposed to do. Psalm 119:9, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word." We're studying the branches. The branch's position in Christ. The branch's purpose, bear the fruit of the vine. The branch's power, it comes from the vine. The branch is purging, the father, the vine dresser, the farmer is looking at that tree. He's looking at that vine and he's looking out onto the branches and he's looking for the fruit of the vine. And when he sees any fruit that is truly the fruit of the vine, he likes it. And he says, there's potential here. Now, let me take my word and let me wash this branch. Let me remove everything that's sucking the life out of it. Let me take off all the insects, take off all the bad leaves, take off all the bad shoots. Let me remove everything from this branch because this branch is submitting to me. This branch is yielding itself to me. This branch wants to live right. This branch wants to be like Christ. So let me help this branch out a little bit. Let me shine my word upon things that it needs to get rid of. Get rid of that. Get rid of that. Get rid of that. And if it'll listen to me, if it'll keep submitting to me, if it'll keep abiding in me, if it'll keep reading my Bible and keep letting my Bible cleanse it and keep letting my Bible change it, then that fruit will become more fruit, and that more fruit will become much fruit. See, God wants His Christian people. He wants His branches to bear fruit. But if you're bearing fruit, He's going to purge you so you bear more fruit. And when you bear more fruit, He's going to purge you so you bear much fruit. Let me ask you a question. Are you bearing fruit, more fruit, or much fruit? It all depends on what you allow the Father to do with His word in your life. Will you allow the Father to take His word and cleanse you? Make you clean. Purge you. Why? Because He's trying to make you more and more and more and more and more like Jesus Christ. Question. Have you ever had a dirty branch? You ever had something in your life that shouldn't be there? And the Father above in His grace through His word shined His light on it and said, that's got to go. If He ever does that, He's not trying to make your life miserable. He's only trying to purge you so you can bring forth more fruit to be like Jesus Christ. This is its purging. When you see it that way, I don't know about you, but I feel like taking my coat off. I've been hot all day today. I feel like taking my coat off and saying, Lord, I know I look like I've been stung with a bee, but just it was a big bee, all right? You're not going to get anything else out of the message tonight. That's what I'm going to put that coat back on, all right? But anyway, when you start seeing, I'm sucking it in. Can you tell that? It's none of your business anyway. Amen. But when you start understanding purging, now I realize I about lost you there, okay? I did lose a lot of you, all right, I understand. But when you start understanding purging and why He does it, it's because He loves you. It's because He likes what He sees to a certain degree. It's because He sees your potential. Have you ever been around somebody and it breaks your heart because they have so much potential to do something for God and they're throwing it down the tube? You ever had somebody like that? God is constantly looking at the branches. And all He's looking for is a little life. There's some of the fruit of the vine. Now let me purge this thing. Let me scrape that off. It may be painful, but it's worth it. Because all He's doing is trying to cleanse you so you can grow more fruit there in its place. And when you see that, here's where I was going before I started talking about a big bee. Here's where I was going. Right now in my own heart and spirit, it's like, Lord, I want to bear as much fruit as I possibly can. Purge away. Is that not your spirit about it? Is that not your attitude about it? Hey, there are too many branches settling for life-sucking insects on their branch instead of allowing the fruit of Jesus Christ to grow in that place. That's the purging of the branches. Purge, Father, purge. If there's anything in my life that's sucking my life out and causing some of the fruit of the vine not to grow in me there, then get rid of it. And here's how he does it. By the washing of the water of the Word of God. You ever noticed how when people start going back on their potential, they drop out of church, they drop away from God, one of the first things that changes is they stay away from this book. You cannot abide in Christ and ignore the Word of God. You can't do it. You can't do it. If I'm understanding this passage correct, abiding in Christ has everything in the world to do with the Word of God and the position that the Word of God has in my life. Do I allow the Word of God to speak to me, to change me, to cleanse me, to make me more like Christ? Or am I just reading so I can check it off? There are some people who just read just to check it off. If you're reading to check it off, that's not pleasing to God. But if you're reading and saying, God, would you show me where I need to change? Would you show me where I'm not like Christ? And if you'll help me, I'll submit to you. I'll say yes to you. If you tell me to get rid of it, it's gone. I'm getting rid of it. Just show me what it is. No doubt, that has to be part of abiding in Christ, friends. Living in obedience to the Word of God. Allowing the Word of God to cleanse you and get rid of things and purge you. This is what the Father does with the branches. So the next time you're convicted, you ever come to church and said, boy, he stepped all over my toes today. By the way, if you go to a church and your toes never get stepped on, get out of that church, friends. There's something wrong with that church. Now, if you come and every time you come, it's just pow, 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 that's not right either, because the Word of God says reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. But you'll notice two of them are negative. One of them's positive. Reprove, rebuke, but don't forget to exhort. See, you ought to be encouraged when you come to the house of God, but sometimes you ought to be convicted when you come to the house of God. You may tell you why? Because the Word of God is a bath. It's spreading out everywhere, and it's saying, that needs to go. That's not right. Get rid of that. Why? Because he wants to make your life miserable? No! Because he wants to make you more like Christ. Because he's purging you. Because he wants you to be more like Jesus. That's purging. Then we close with the major point number 5. That is, we have noticed the branch's position. We've noticed the branch's purpose. We've noticed the branch's power. We've noticed the branch's purging. But we conclude with the branch's peril. It's peril. It's danger. This is found in verse 6. Notice this. If a man abide not in me, he's cast forth as a branch and is withered. Men gather them, cast them into the fire, and they are burned. I had somebody write me one time, not in this church that I know of, but they wrote me one time saying, now that's talking about losing your salvation. That's hellfire. Really? Does he say anything about hell right here? Come on, friends. Come on. I'm glad that I cannot lose my salvation. Somebody say amen right there. I've already preached on that. I'm not going to hit that on the head again. I'm glad Jesus didn't need my help to save me. He doesn't need my help to keep me saved. I know one thing this is not teaching, and that is you can lose your salvation. Amen. That's one thing it's not teaching. But what is it teaching? What is it teaching? May I say this to you? It is a powerful point of warning here. Is what it is. Now let me explain this to you. Again, I've already said it. I'm not going to say much about it. Some try to say it's losing your salvation. We know that's not the case. If you want to know why it's not the case, go back and get my four or five messages, however many it was, on shall never perish. Yeah, I've already done it. I'm not going to spend time on it here. Others try to teach that Christ is speaking of those who never have been saved. They never have been saved. But the issue in these verses is abiding. You cannot abide in something that you're not already in. You understand? Abide means to stay in. Stay in. It means to remain over. It means to stay put. Well, the Lord has already said, these branches are in me. They're in Christ. The issue is not what they're in. The issue is abiding, drawing strength from. Okay? Now stay with me here. Stay with me. All this said, what is he speaking about? What is the branch's peril? What is its danger? Now, to understand what Christ is speaking of, you have to keep the context in mind. Salvation's not the issue. So what it is people hearing the branches are cut off. They're cut off. They're losing their salvation. Listen, he's giving an illustration. That's all he's doing. Now stay with me here. The issue's not salvation. The issue's fellowship, abiding in Christ. Now stay with me here. Therefore, we see the peril of the branches that's not abiding in the vine. Get this now. If you do not abide in the vine, you're going to be severed from the vine's power. You're going to be cut off from the vine's power. Which means this. If you cut off a branch from the vine, if you cut off a branch from the trunk, what's going to happen to that branch? It's going to dry up, right? It's going to wither. Well, notice the language here, because the Bible says, if a man abide not in me, he's cast forth as a branch and is withered. Question, is he still a branch? Yes, still a branch. But it's a withered branch. Now, what does that mean? You know what that word withered means? It means dried up. Look it up. It means dried up. It means shriveled. It means to become weak or useless. That's what it means. What this means is this. If you do not abide in Christ, fellowship with Christ, have the Word of God ruling and reigning in your heart and life, cleansing you, making you more like Christ, purging you. If you do not do that and you do not submit to the Word of God, then you are in danger of becoming dried up, shriveled, useless, a waste. You know, a good illustration of this is found in, don't turn to it, just let me turn to it, in 1 Corinthians chapter number 3 and beginning in verse number 13, here's what it says. Listen to this right here, because this is the peril of the branches. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 13 and following. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by, anybody know the next word? Fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work, know the next word? Abide. Which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. 2 John verse 8 says, look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. 1 Corinthians 9:27, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway, is what Paul said. What I personally believe that this passage is teaching is that a branch who refuses to submit to the vine, abide in the vine, have the word of God cleansing, walking with God, fellowshipping with God, and bearing the fruit of the vine, if that branch is that obstinate against the Lord God of heaven, their power source will be cut off, they'll wither up, they'll shrivel up, they'll die, they're weak, they're useless, and all their works are burned up at the judgment day. That your life can be a life that was a waste. It was wasted. And everything you had and everything you lived for just burns up, shrivels up, and wastes away. A great example of this would be Lot. See, even though Lot was delivered from Sodom, everything he worked for burned up in Sodom. And the point is this, heed this warning. Do not become a useless branch away from the life-giving flow of the vine. The Word of God says in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 8. Listen to the terminology here. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and the brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. The fact of the matter is this, it is a privilege to be known as a branch that's in the vine. That's a privilege, friends. It's a privilege to be saved. But we need to understand that a branch has no purpose of its own separated from the vine. Its purpose is to manifest and bear the fruit of the vine. Its power is not in itself. It can do nothing outside from the vine. And when it starts bearing fruit, the Father starts cleaning it up with the washing of the water. And He starts removing things and getting rid of things because He wants more fruit and more fruit to become more like Christ, more like Christ. But then the Lord makes this last statement, and I call it the parable. If a branch will not abide in me, if a branch will not draw my strength and bear my fruit, then my Father will cut it off. And my Father will throw it out as a branch, and they will dry up, shrivel up, still a branch, but so far removed with their purpose. And they will die on the shelf as a castaway, useless, and no reward in heaven. I don't want to be a branch like that, do you? I want to be a branch that at least the Heavenly Father sees some fruit in my life. And then I am inviting Him to take the holy water hose of the Word of God and knock off of me anything He wants to knock off. Now on a Sunday night, honestly, I'm not trying to be crazy here, but on a Sunday night where the Super Bowl's going on and in your flesh, some of you would like to be watching that, that's natural. Thank you for being here. And that tells me that you at least have a desire to do something for God. How much do you want to do? Would you join me and say, Lord, here I am. I don't see some things that you see. But I want you to take your word and purge because I know my purpose is not to manifest me. My purpose is to manifest Jesus. Make me more like Him. Is that the way you feel about it? I hope so. I hope so. You know what God's going to do if you get honest with Him? He's going to get honest with you. And He's going to say, okay, that needs to go. Okay, that needs to change. Okay, that insect right there, maybe you've been petting it for a while because it looks all nice and cuddly, sucking the life out of you. And it's keeping you from bearing more fruit of my Son. Does this make sense what I'm saying tonight? Let's let God purge us so that we never become a shriveled up, useless, dried up branch whose works are just going to burn up when this world burns up. Amen. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Father, I pray You'll take this and use it. You challenge our hearts. Make us branches that are being constantly purged by the heavenly husbandman, the heavenly farmer. May You see what You like in us, and may You help us to bear more and more fruit of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your heads are bowed, your eyes are closed. As soon as they get prepared, they'll begin to play through softly. But I wonder tonight, how many of you today say, Jody, I want to be a fruitful branch. I desire to be a fruitful branch. I want to be a branch that bears the fruit of the vine, the Son of God. That's my desire. That's what I want. If you say that from a heart that you really mean that, you want to be a fruit-bearing branch. Would you be honest and raise your hand in the air with mine? I hope your hand's going up. Yes. God bless you. You can put your hands down. Have you would join me and say, God, thank You for making me a branch. Thank You that I'm in the family tree. Amen. But Lord, would You take the Word of God and purge away. Cleanse me, God. Show me of things that's sucking the life out of me. And help my answer to be yes to You and submit to You. And help me to abide in You until I see You face to face. How many would join me with that? You say, Jody, God's speaking to me. Oh, I want the Heavenly Father to purge me. I want Him to cleanse me. I want Him to make me more and more like Christ. As Brother Gary sings, why don't you get out of your place and come and pray? Would you do it? As he sings, come now.
Search me, O God.
You want to be a fruit-bearing branch?
My heart,
you want the Father to purge
today,
you, make you clean, make you more like Christ?
Try me,
take the Word of God.
O Savior,
wipe those things out. Just so you manifest more of who the Lord is. Come talk to God about it. Come talk to God about it. Let the Lord have His way. Let God change your life. Maybe you're here tonight and you're not even a branch. You're not even in the family. Come, let us take a Bible. Share with you the gospel of Jesus Christ. Come on. Come talk to God. Let us take a Bible. Lead you to Jesus. Let's just keep singing, Brother Gary. God's using this. God's working tonight. Let's give Him time.
I praise Thee, Lord, for cleansing.
You want to be more like Christ?
From sin.
You want to have the fruit of Jesus Christ in you? Then submit to the purging of the Father. Let Him purge you.
Me pure.
Let Him cleanse
within.
You. Help when you abide in Him. What about a teenager? What about a young adult, middle-aged adult, senior saint? life to God. Let him cleanse you. Steve Mullins, sir, if you wouldn't mind to dismiss us in prayer and ask God that all these branches here will be purged branches. Branches that are constantly purged by Him, bringing more and more fruit to Jesus Christ from the Lord. May God help us with this. If you'll pray this way, sir, please.
Remember to get your tickets tonight for the banquet. Tonight is the deadline. Also, the books on the home are for sale in the lobby as you depart.